what really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three, the phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. And getting into some political correctness issues, which is really getting absurd here. Not too long ago at Texas State University, there was a student journalist, Rudy Martinez, who wrote an article saying that the white death will mean liberation for us all, and called white DNA an abomination. And the college paper finally got around to firing him for what is clearly a very racist piece of writing. And you need to understand, racism in any direction is wrong. You don't end racism by being racist in reverse. You just build up the anger and the angst. Now, apparently over at Notre Dame, there is a movement there to remove the racist artwork of murals showing Christopher Columbus because of the way he exploited the New World and traded in slaves. But again, it's like these people who want to diss Thomas Jefferson for owning slaves. We cannot judge figures who are long dead and gone in history by the standards we hold today. We have to judge them by the standards that were in effect at the time they were alive. When Thomas Jefferson was alive, slavery was legal and accepted. We understand today it's wrong. And if we found somebody today that was owning slaves, we would be justified in condemning them. But we really do not have a right to try and condemn people long in the past because they had a different set of values than we do. That's being very intolerant. Now, here's a classic case of the snowflakes eating their own. Apparently, at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, the university administrator has slammed their LGBTQ center for being too white. So you have this center that is supposed to be all-inclusive to all these people who don't really have a clear idea of what gender they are or whether they even have one. And now they're being criticized because they don't have enough people of color in there. Well, if you go from the idea that these issues of gender are genetically mediated, maybe there's something going on there. Maybe blacks are less likely to be in these categories, or Hispanics are less likely. But it is rather interesting that in the name of tolerance and inclusiveness, they get criticized for being too white. The hypocrisy is stunning there. Now, here's another good one. This is out of Pennsylvania State University. And this sociology professor, Ann Delisio Parson, writing in the Journal of Feminist Geography, came on out with this idea that eating meat perpetuates hegemonic masculinity. And that masculinity implies an imperative to eat meat. Now, this is just getting silly. And I have two concerns with this. First of all, what makes geography either masculine or feminist? And second of all, the instinct to eat meat seems to cross all genders and all races. Is she just striving for tenure, or what's going on? Now, we've all seen the commercials on TV for Pandora. They're this jewelry brand, and they have sort of this the modular jewelry where you'll get a bracelet or a necklace, and then you buy these individual little charms which represent significant events in your life. And there's nothing new with that. Charm bracelets were around when I was a kid. But these are very nice. It's sort of charm bracelets upscale. But apparently they had an advertisement which asked whether women would rather be given an apron or a bracelet for Christmas. And this just triggered the feminist saying, this is sexist. How could you do it? And apparently a variation of the ad was an iron pajamas, an apron, or a Pandora bracelet. What do you think would make her happy? And they're saying, you're being sexist. And I don't think that's being sexist at all. And any man who doesn't already know the answer to that question does not understand their lady love. Now, Claire and I have been together for a long time. We just celebrated our 23rd anniversary. And over the course of the years, I have given Claire an iron, an apron. It was a nice one from Warner Brothers. It's got the characters embroidered on there. Pajamas and jewelry. And I can tell you just in a very objective way that the response to the jewelry was definitely much more intense. So, guys, if you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet, a little bit of guidance from me. But we seem to be in this area where these liberal snowflake groups are so desperate to keep themselves in the news that they're becoming caricatures of themselves. Apparently over at Facebook, there was a group of feminists who were doing posts that were all labeled, men are scum. Facebook suspended them. And the feminists are now screaming that they're being oppressed and censored and so forth. And maybe the censorship is a valid, legitimate issue. But again, you're not going to cure sexism by being sexist in reverse. Where has people's common sense gotten to over these last couple of decades? The cure to an evil is not more evil. The cure to racism is to stand up and say, I'm not going to be racist anymore, and you will not be racist against me. I'll not be sexist toward you. You will not be sexist toward me. That's how you calm this all down. But this idea of it's my turn now, you know, I come from the slave people and you're the master people, and now it's my turn to be the master and yours to be the slave. That's not going to solve any problems. That's just going to increase the friction. And again, a little bit of a reminder, no black person alive today has ever been a slave, other than that we are all black and white, green, brown, peach, taupe, mauve, slaves to that 1040 form. And no white person alive today has ever been a slave holder, even at the height of the antebellum period. Only 1.5% of those southern plantation people owned slaves. Some of them were black themselves. They weren't all white. And the first slaves in this country were white as well. They were Irish. And the blacks like to go around and say, well, all of your ancestors were slave owners. No, mine ran a station on the Underground Railroad. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliate who are now just rejoining our network. Sorry for stumbling there. I'm doing way too many things at the same time. We're going to take a phone call. Dave in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha and howdy, Mike. Crawling through St. Louis here. Crawling through St. Louis on I-44. Hey, brother, I wanted to recommend something to you and to your audience. It's an interview, and I hate to plug any other talk show host on yours, but I also love listening to Jeff Rentz. And he interviewed a gentleman named Cody Snodgrass. S-O-N-S-N-O-D. Did you listen to that interview?
No, I didn't. I'm rather stretched for time these days with all the different things I'm trying to get
But
I know Jeff Rentz well. For a while, I was actually on his radio network, and sure. That was a long time ago. But I'm also familiar with Snodgrass, and I'll look into trying to get him back on the show.
Oh, I mean, I'm telling you, that the interview they did on December 5th, I mean, he lays out the deep state, the black ops, the Murrow building, how it ties to the Gulf War syndrome, how Saddam was a CIA asset. The Israeli Mossad involvement in 9/11, the Clintons and just how they're able to control the levers of power. But, you know, I've always speculated about something and I've never really been able to understand it. I mean, I get corruption, and maybe you'll have an idea about this, but how is it that at every level of the Clinton cartel's crimes, they're always covered by whatever legal authority is in place, whether it's police departments, whether it's the coroner? I get it in Arkansas, but, you know, the Washington Police Department with Seth Rich and California with Breitbart. I mean, you can go on down the list. It's not just the FBI and the Justice Department. That's easy to understand, or the federal judges. They're all appointed by the Clintons and Obamas. So, I mean, you get that. But, I mean, it filters down to local corruption on a scale that just completely nullifies the justice system at every level. And I wonder if you have an idea how they're able to just get so much help to cover their conspiracies when they're so blatantly obvious, in what they do. They don't even You know, I mean, they might lie about it, but everyone knows what goes down. Everybody knows what happened to Seth Rich, what happened to Breitbart, on and on and on. And the local police departments in the various jurisdictions are all always covering for these people. I wonder if you have a theory as to why.
Well, it's really very simple, and it goes back to the Central Intelligence Agency and back to Arkansas in the 1980s. You remember the Iran-Contra scandal?
Oh, yeah.
Well, a big part of that that never really saw the light of day was that the CIA was running a smuggling operation out of Arkansas down to Nicaragua, and they were manufacturing untraceable military weapons and smuggling them down to Nicaragua to give to the Contras to use against the Sandinistas. And because this was an illegal operation by the CIA, they had to finance it by smuggling cocaine back into the United States along the same smuggling pathway. Tons of it, brought into this country and sold to our kids. And Bill Clinton basically...
I'm sorry, you know, over $100 million a year. And Cody said that Bill Clinton was pulling $10 million a month in skim off of that trafficking money. And for the first time I'd heard that, but, you know, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, everybody was skimming off the top of it. I mean, it was just this huge amounts of untraceable cash. It was being laundered and even increased through that whole Resolution Trust Corporation. Remember the SNL bailouts? That was being used by the CIA as a money laundering and money growing system. So they just had this epic amount of money, and everybody was dipping on in. And from that time to this, this web of corruption has continued to spread on top of the CIA's existing web of control, which goes all the way back to the end of World War II, when they adopted much of the Nazis' intelligence apparatus methods and started bringing them to the United States of America, like Operation Mockingbird to control the media, and they had similar operations to control the police departments in every major city. This has been a long time coming. It's not something that just popped into existence in the last couple of months. This has been around for pretty much our entire lives.
You know, it's just always confounded me, though. I mean, no matter where they commit the most horrendous crime, they are always covered. I'm talking about the Clinton Cartel Syndicate. They are always covered by local authorities. And you know, you would hope that that's where you would have honest people in the justice system and the police departments and the sheriff's departments. You would hope you at least had local law enforcement, but not when it comes to the Clintons. Every single time they are covered, whether it's
well, I'm sure that there are honest people out there, and those honest people who are willing to risk a trip to Fort Marcy Park are probably going to say, this is what's going on, and then their higher-ups, their superiors, come on down and said, look, we just got a phone call from Washington, D.C., you have to let this go. And
right,
unfortunately, going on back to the Stanley Milgram experiments, probably most of these people are just going to go along with it.
And, you know, one more quick point. It's just so disgusting to see the ignorance of American Christians. You know, I look at it from this point. I hate seeing Christians run from church down to Walmart to exploit Chinese labor, for pennies on the dollar when their neighbors have no jobs here. Running from church to the Walmart checkout line like they're fine. And then, you know, it goes further to this embracing and euphoria over Jerusalem. There is no end to the ignorance of the American Christian community, and I am one, but I just cannot stand how ignorant that the Christian community as in mass is in this country. It's more pathetic than the leftists. I mean, at least you understand where they're coming from, but this just willful ignorance, I don't know. It just blows my mind, man.
All right. Well, listen, I don't think the ignorance is confined just to the Christian community. And as far as running like lemmings to Walmart, it's because all of our advertising in the stores themselves are basically set up as Skinner boxes, which means these companies actually hire psychologists to figure out ways to motivate people to just spend more money and do more. Las Vegas does the same thing with their hotels and casinos. They literally hire psychologists to say, what can we do here that will make people more willing to take gambles, gamble with larger amounts of money? And it's a little overwhelming.
Right, and the media is completely supported by Walmart advertising, the number one advertiser. I want to say this real quick, and then I'm going to jump off. I delivered to Amazon the other day to a warehouse and had a conversation with one of their folks there, and they're really concerned about sales for Christmas. They're not seeing the traffic that they had hoped that they would right now in the warehouses. And internally, there's a little bit of panic. And I also know that firsthand from in Walmart. So, you know, you said you'd made this point a week or so ago, you know, that they're never going to admit the first week of December the sales are off because they're trying to drive everybody in to make them max out their credit cards. Well, I can tell you firsthand, I discovered that's true, even insofar as Amazon is concerned.
Well, it also confirms something else I said. The online sales are not to blame for the decline of brick-and-mortar retail. It's just the American people have been tapped out. We have no money left. Everybody is just barely surviving. They pay rent, their bills. They don't have money for Christmas. And I think that's very frustrating and angering for them. And what I'm seeing around here is that people aren't even bothering to go window shopping because they know they can't actually buy anything. A lot of people are getting into homemade gifts this year. They're baking. They're doing things like that. Anyway, listen, drive safe, Dave. We're going to let you go. And we're going to switch on over to Sherry. Okay, we're going to switch over to Sherry in Fredericksburg. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. This is just real short, and it's just a fun little comment. The karma, for those who believe in karma, gives a really interesting twist to racism, because if you were a cruel slave master in a past life, the next life, which could be this one, you could be an abused black so you can feel the pain you caused. So all those blacks who are discontent with whites, they may be actually feeling their true past life, and they should be kind this time to erase that karma, and they may be
messing up again. Sherry, various religions around the world have got this little gag that they like to play on their supplicants, and that is, bear with your suffering now. Even though the lords and ladies and slave masters are abusing you now, after you die, something magical will happen and it will all be made right. And because nobody has ever come back from death and said, hey, it's a scam, things were actually worse, they use this. And that's the big promise of all of these religions. You're not really going to die. You're going to be reincarnated, or you're going to go to heaven, and all of the wrongs visited on you in this life, all the suffering, all the oppression, is going to be magically erased, and you'll be made whole. And I hate to say this. I think it's kind of a little bit of a hoax.
Every religion thinks they're right, you know, and it's just all, everyone has their own religious opinion, and they all think they're right. So we'll know when we die, but I just thought my understanding of karma was you got to be on the other side of the coin when you come back so you know what it feels like and have a chance to get it right. That was just my belief, but there's a lot of beliefs.
Okay, well, that's your belief, and have fun with it and enjoy it. We're going to let you go. And we're going to switch over to Mateus in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Yeah, it's just not the right kind of show for that topic, but there's a lot of people that agree with you. Anyways, I've been listening faithfully every day, and I have a list of about 50 points. So maybe I can get to one or two of them. You were mentioning before about the cluster bombs, how...
We've only got about a minute left.
Yeah, okay. So, changing topic here. When the Nazis were rounding up the Jews, now that we look back, a lot of us think, well, maybe they should have put up a fight at some point. It's a common thought. And I wonder what the parallel is today. Like, are we going to look back and think, oh, we should have been putting up a fight? And I wonder where that line is. Like, did we already pass that line, or is that line still coming? You know, it's an interesting question.
Okay, well, real quick, because we're almost at the commercial break. First of all, the Nazis were rounding up a lot of people, not just the Jews. They were rounding up the gays, the mentally ill, and the gypsies. And second of all, the Jews did fight back in the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. All right, so Mateus, we're going to let you go. We're going to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gets to me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we take this next phone call here, this story was just sent to me by one of our readers. And this is a report from back in September of 2016. And apparently a hacking group was able to get into the WADA database, the World Anti-Doping Association, the one that's always being wagged to ban Russia and everything, and discovered proof that U.S. athletes were using doping during the Rio 2016 Games. So, at this point, as far as I'm concerned, the Olympics are pretty thoroughly discredited, along with being over-politicized. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Chance in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. You know, I absolutely agree with your previous caller, Dave from St. Louis. You have to have that gentleman, Cody Snodgrass, on your show. His information was phenomenal. He was a guest on Jeff Rentz's show two nights in a row. And if I were you, I'd do it pretty soon, because his life is in jeopardy. He's got bodyguards. I hope knows how long he'll be around.
All right. I'll definitely look into it.
Truly phenomenal information, Michael. Okay.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, as you know, everyone's been talking lately about the opiate crisis or opioid crisis here in the United States of America. And we're not talking about the guy on the corner selling little balloons of white powder. We're talking about opium products being prescribed by doctors and dispensed by pharmacies in huge, huge amounts. And Oklahoma has finally had enough, and they are basically suing the industry as a whole, because these doctors are profiting from the visits to get new prescriptions. The pharmacies are profiting, selling the opioids. The pharmaceutical corporations are profiting by making the opioids. Everybody's really happy. But the problem is that the social costs of this are all falling onto the state budgets. And so Oklahoma is sued. The lawsuit's moving forward. And they're saying basically through decades of fraudulent marketing campaigns to doctors and consumers, these companies have been the driving force in the deadliest drug epidemic in U.S. history, an epidemic that claimed more than 64,000 lives last year alone. Oklahoma continues to suffer greatly because of it. In the last 3 years, nearly 3,000 Oklahomans have died from overdoses, and more than 1,300 newborns have tested positive for substance exposure. The opioid crisis has created a generation of addicts who continue to struggle on a daily basis. These companies put profits over people, and we intend to hold them accountable. Good start. But that's true of the pharmaceutical industry as a whole. It's all about profits, whether it's the opioids or the vaccines. And by the way, they're saying this year's vaccine, flu vaccine, is turning out to be just as ineffective as years past. And remember, about a month ago, we ran this story. They discovered that the process by which the flu vaccines are being manufactured is altering the flu virus, because they culture it in chicken eggs. And the virus will mutate to a form that infects chickens. And so you're getting the wrong vaccine. You're being vaccinated against a flu that is going to go after chickens. And you're not a chicken. Meanwhile, the human flu, the human variant of that virus, has no problem making you ill. Now, down in Australia, they're having major problems with their internet. And apparently an undersea internet cable that links Australia with Asia has been cut just 6 weeks after the last time it was repaired. Now, this is a 39,000-kilometer CME-WE3 cable linking Perth and Singapore. And last time it broke, it suffered multiple cuts in August. And it took 50 days to repair it. Now, there have been these very interesting incidents of cables being cut, and they're not saying what's cutting them. Is somebody trying to tap into the cable and they're botching the job? The U.S. used to use submarines to try and tap into undersea cables around Russia, the Soviet Union, rather. Is somebody just, for no reason at all, dragging large pointy things across the bottom of the ocean there? Or is somebody getting ready to launch a plan to literally shut off the entire internet in advance of some great world-changing event? But they're going to try and reroute Australia through somewhere else. And I hope they don't go through here, because our internet service is still abysmal here. Now, apparently there is a data-slurping keyboard app, and it's made a huge mistake with the user data. We seem to hear this over and over and over again. And apparently, it's another open database left online. It's not only sloppy security, but it revealed just how much data apps are collecting on you. And in this case, it found out that data was being collected by this predictive keyboard application called AI Type. More about that when we come back from these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show there. And sorry about the cough during the bump music there. I had my master gain up here. So we're talking about computers, and we're talking about this predictive keyboard application, AI Type. And it has 31 million users. And the idea is that it's sort of a more beefed up version of the little typing assistants you see on the smartphones, where it learns about you, and as you type, it starts predicting what you're going to say next, which sounds like a really useful thing to do. Unfortunately, it is downloading information from your phone, including your name, your email address, your location, your IMSI and IMEI numbers, IP address, phone specs, operating system details, links to your social media profiles, and photos. It also slurped 373 million names and phone numbers from the contacts of over 6 million users. And then they went and they put it up on a publicly accessible database. Times I think about going back to just using two Dixie cups and a waxed string to communicate. 90% of my calls on my cell phone and my wife anyway. Now, if you're like me, you've probably been very curious about these so-called home DNA tests like Ancestry.com and 23andMe. and you may be tempted to try them. They're a little pricey. Apparently, National Geographic has one as well, but the focus here is Ancestry.com and 23andMe. And apparently, it is coming on out, they're not very accurate. Apparently, Inside Edition had a set of triplets, identical triplets, send in their spit-on swabs to Ancestry.com and 23andMe, and they got wildly different results from both services. Neither gave each triplet the same ancestry results. Now, it may very well be that they're just sampling for too few genetic markers, and their computer program just says, oh, well, we'll just make something up out of it. But apparently, concern was raised over the fact that 23andMe, when you get back to your report, and it's saying you're this percentage of Irish and this percentage of whatever, and then they'll get on down and they'll say the various African subgroups, less than 1%. And people are, especially for people who are unfortunately racially hypersensitive, they're saying, what do you mean? I actually have black ancestry? And all these companies will say is, well, it's less than 1%. They won't say it's zero, which would be the honest thing to do. But I had been toying with the idea as a Christmas present of, you know, getting one of these kits or two of these kits. But based on what Inside Edition found, it's almost bordering on being a scam. Plus, of course, as it's recently come on out, the police can go to these companies and get samples of your DNA without a warrant. So good reason to keep your spit in your own mouth. We're going to take a phone call here. Tom in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, good afternoon, Michael. What's on my mind is I was watching a news station earlier today. They were talking about all these rich people in New York because of the Trump taxes. They're all going to move to Florida or the Carolinas and destroy those states. And on top of that, they weren't just talking about the rich people. They're talking about even the poor people in New York. They're all going to get out of that cold climate, and they're all going to flood into Florida. And they're going to, you know, they're going to actually basically flood these southern states with these Yankees up there, so they can turn these states purple or blue. Because there's a bunch of liberals up in those states, and you know that, and we know that, and everybody knows that. And that's what their modus operandi is, Michael, to flood these southern states and to turn them blue. And if I was these governors of these southern states, I'd wake up the public to what's going on, what kind of conspiracy this really is. Now, Trump is actually trying to cut the taxes and, I guess, stimulate the economy. But you can't tell that to those Northerners up there, because look at Illinois, look at New York, and they're destroyed. And the whites are fleeing out of those states in droves. But unfortunately, they're very liberal, Michael. And they have this licky-kick, yes, touchy-feely ideology, and it's destroying their country. And an example, look what's going on in California. Now, they only talk about the fires and the big fires that are burning up California. Well, what about the illegal immigration over there, where hospitals are literally closing up? You got, what, almost 4 million illegals or more in the state. What are they? Well, they got a lot of cheap labor, I suppose, to rebuild the houses, but I don't think that's even happening. So what's going on here? What a conspiracy this all is. And like you said yesterday, Michael, Israel's controlling the whole ball of wax. So,
well, again, the reason for the open borders agenda is it's a foundation stone of the globalist New World Order, to blur everybody together, to destroy a sense of regional identity, cultural identity, historical identity, and get everybody confused about who they really are in order to make it easier to control them. Certainly, the liberal establishment in this country is taking advantage of that by bringing in all these illegal immigrants into these various states to try and turn them from red to blue. Forgetting, of course, that illegal immigrants aren't supposed to be able to vote in the elections, but we know that they did in last year's elections by the millions. And that's why the liberals are constantly fighting this idea of voter ID, saying it's discrimination, it's racist. That's nonsense. You have to get a driver's license to drive a car. That's not racist or discriminatory, unless you can't pass the driving test.
Yes,
you need a pilot's license to pilot a plane here.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But another thing, Michael, like what's going on now with the FBI and this investigation with the dossier and all that, that's another insanity, because I'm looking at it like this. First off, they're talking about, Trump this, Trump grew up, and then you got Franken resigning, and then you got talk about these women. What about Bill Clinton? You have, you know, Anita Broderick says she was brutally raped by this guy who's the president of the United States. Monica Lewinsky's already been proven. That's a no given. And you also have all these other Democrats that have been doing all this perversion for in Hollywood for the last 60, 70 years. And Weinstein, and yeah, now you got this, another Weiserman in the FBI, this criminal. I mean, it's unbelievable. And the American public, I guess, is they're so busy working, they can't really see what's going on. They're too busy trying to pay taxes and support their families. But they can't really know what's going on in this country. And if it did, there would be pitchforks out right now in Washington.
Well, I think what's going on right now, I've referred to this before, is the year of the grand disillusionment, where the American people have come to realize that this kind of behavior isn't just confined to some corrupt individuals within government or entertainment, that it is systemic, as is the corruption itself. And I think Americans are now losing some of their idealized versions of what it means to be an entertainment star or a politician. And they're beginning to realize that these are not people we should be looking up to on that silver screen, and we shouldn't be listening to them in terms of how this country should be run. And again, I don't want to encourage anybody into the idea of a revolution, but I understand the sentiment about pitchforks and flaming torches, tar and feather, ropes and rails.
Well, exactly. By the way, Michael, Corey Feldman has a video out with all the names in Hollywood. I don't know if you've been talking about that. But this guy, Corey Feldman, the old childhood actor, he's been saying how perverted and the perversion of Hollywood since 1993. He did a video, and he's dropping all kinds of names. How come they don't talk about that in the media? I've been looking at that.
Well, it's getting a little media attention right now because Corey Feldman was interviewed by the police when they were looking into what Michael Jackson was up to. And so Corey Feldman's story was kind of sort of a side issue. And the police claimed they lost the tape of his interview. But apparently, just today, it's reported it's been found. So hopefully that's going to be made public very soon, unless some of Hollywood's power players are willing to spend enough money to make that tape go away again. Remember what happened to those photographic negatives from the Robert Kennedy assassination? Student photographer was the only one in that pantry with a camera when the assassination happened. And he took a bunch of pictures. They were confiscated by the police. And when the investigation was over, he went to get his negatives because obviously they were going to be worth a huge amount of money. And the police said, "We're sorry, we lost them." And so years later, the photographer went ahead and sued the state of California for the estimated worth of those negatives, what they would have been worth if he'd had them available for sale. And then all of a sudden, the police found the negatives up in Sacramento. And they flew them down to Los Angeles with a courier. And the courier left the airport. And oh, my goodness, one of the tires on his car went flat. So he stops at a gas station to get a new tire or get the tire repaired, goes to the restroom, leaves the briefcase with the negatives on the back seat with all the windows of the car down. Surprise, surprise, he comes back. The negatives have been stolen. Oh, golly gee whiz, that's the end of that story. I mean, that kind of stuff goes on all the time.
It's amazing. It really is, Michael. Anyway, thank you.
Disgusting is the word that I would prefer.
Yeah, it's absolutely absurd and disgusting. And it's like this immigration thing, the sanctuary city, it's collusion. It's obstruction. It's aiding and abetting. That's exactly what these people are doing with that sanctuary city.
It's a violation of Title 8. You know, I disagree with that member of Congress who wants to put in a new bill to be able to jail these mayors and governors. The laws are already on the book. They're just not being enforced.
Right. I agree. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thanks, Tom. We're going to let you go here. Now, speaking of pilots, which I mentioned a little while ago, apparently over in New Jersey, they're becoming very concerned about drones, little tiny drones. We've all seen them. They're the hot item for Christmas, and they are a lot of fun. But apparently there have been some incidences where drones have caused damage, and it turns out the guy or gal flying the drone is operating under the influence of drugs or alcohol. And so New Jersey is actually getting ready to pass a law on drunk droning, which, you know, makes sense to me. It really does. But it does seem kind of absurd and silly. But the drones themselves, they're actually a lot of fun. As long as you understand there's a correct way to have fun with them, like aerial shots without needing a camera cane. And there are things you shouldn't do with them, like peek into the neighbor's windows. That's a tacky no-no. Now, apparently, a massive security flaw has been found in hundreds of apps from major banks, including HSBC and NatWest, that left 10 million accounts vulnerable to hackers. And apparently, researchers tested this new tool on these 400 apps and found that they had this severe vulnerability that would have given hackers your username and password, at which point they could log on to the computer and transfer your money anywhere that they wanted. Now, the banks have been informed of the flaw, and the report is they're removing it, or it has been removed. Basically, I think, again, close a point of vulnerability. Having an online banking system is great to check if checks have cleared, deposits have come on in, but don't link that to anywhere else. Don't have that enabled. That way, if somebody does break in to your computerized banking interface, all they can do is see how much cash you have in your account, which in my case is laughably low, but they won't be able to do anything with it. Now, Google, along with all the things they do that we don't agree with, is apparently investing a lot of money in the next generation of computers and really pushing this artificial intelligence. And they have a new system called DeepMind, and they programmed it to learn chess, not play chess, learn it. This algorithm is able to self-teach. It learns from scratch. The only thing it was programmed with initially was the rules of chess, and it was set to develop chess strategies simply from playing games against itself, and in the space of 4 hours, apparently duplicated all of the great chess games from the history of the game. And now it's coming up with new strategies, and the grandmasters are poring over it and saying, wow, that's really, really good. I used to love to play chess until I kept losing all the time to my iPhone, and then I quit because I won't accept such uppity behavior from my appliances. But then let's not anthropomorphize the little bastards. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here. Jeff in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. My first question is, senators such as Franken and Conyers, are they still eligible for retirement and pensions and leeching our tax money after being caught?
Yes. All they did was resign, which every member of Congress has a right to do at any time for any reason. They have not been convicted of a crime that would result in the loss of their retirement benefits.
So sexual harassment isn't considered a crime?
It is considered a crime, but they haven't been prosecuted. They've just been accused, and they've stepped down. They've resigned. But because they've been resigned and there is no prosecution or conviction, more importantly, got to be a conviction, I don't think there's any provision to strip them of their retirement benefits. And again, my concern is that it seems that these are very high-profile Democrats. Like somebody wants to sort of clear out the field ahead of the 2020 Democratic primaries.
I have a second question. It's not really showing up on the radar, but what is the status on Niger?
Well, apparently the government of Niger has now authorized the United States to conduct drone strikes over the country. And again, when that ambush happened and the four Americans were killed, it came as a shock to the American people and apparently most of Congress that we were even in Niger to begin with. And it raises the question of how many other countries the U.S. military is in right now that we don't know about.
Well, that's all I had. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for your
show. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, story out of ZDNet. Apparently, the United States government is taking the position that it does not need the FISA court's approval to ask for encryption backdoors. And they're saying, basically, the U.S. government has a right, without a FISA warrant, to ask tech companies to put backdoors in their encryption. which of course is why I wrote my article, Rivero Challenges the NSA. And apparently the government made this position back in July in response to questions posed by Senator Ron Wyden, but apparently it was only made public this weekend because they thought people might be a little bit upset, and yes, we are. Now, here's one that is going to raise a lot of hairs, and I'm going to preface this by saying, do you remember about, I think it was 2 months ago, there was a video of this lottery in operation. The balls were bouncing around the machine, and they were coming on up, and the announcer read the numbers out of sequence as the balls came up, but they were the correct numbers. And everybody looked at it and said, this has to be rigged. There's no way that he could have swapped these two numbers and gotten them right unless something was going on. Well, apparently, according to this article from CNBC, I'll tell you what, I'm going to finish this in the last segment of our show, so we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Last segment of our program today on this Thursday. So here's the story. You know about all these lotteries, and you buy a ticket, comes out of a little machine in the store, and then they have the TV show with the big glass bubble and the little ping pong balls bouncing around, and they come on out, and it's supposed to reassure you that it really is truly a random system. But as it turns out, apparently, Eddie Tipton, who worked for the Multi-State Lottery Association from 2003 until 2015 and was its computer information security director for his last 2 years, appeared in a Des Moines courtroom where he pled guilty to one count of ongoing criminal conduct and publicly acknowledged his role in a scheme to rig the lottery software. And this is a guy who helped write the computer code behind several U.S. lotteries, including some of its biggest. And he pled guilty to masterminding a scheme in which he was able to rig the winning numbers for jackpots in several states and collected millions of dollars. And he said he wrote software that included code that allowed him to understand or technically predict winning numbers. And I gave those numbers to other individuals who then won the lottery and shared the winnings with me. Another reason not to buy those tickets. I remember when the California lottery first came on out and they paid out some horrendous prize. I mean, everybody was buying the tickets. Oh, we're all going to get rich. And then the reality of just how long the odds were against you began to sink in and lottery sales plummeted. And so they remarketed it. You know, forget about actually winning, but just think of how much fun you'll have of dreaming what you'll do if you win when you're holding that ticket. That's what you're spending the money for, that freedom to dream about the yacht or the airplane or the hot tub or the mansion or whatever you're going to buy with the money. And that's how they tried to market that. Didn't really work all that well. Over at Stanford, they're claiming to have written an artificial intelligence program that can predict how you vote by the car you drive. I'm kind of dubious on that one. Maybe in terms of people who can just go on out and buy whatever car they want, but people who are constrained by finances to buy simply the cheapest car they can, or who buy a car from a private sale where they don't really have much sale over the make, model, and color, but just whether it runs or not, I don't know if that's going to work. Google has been sued on behalf of 5 million iPhone users for a privacy violation. This is over in Great Britain. And apparently, they were collecting data from iPhone users improperly. They're sued by a group called Google You Owe Us for alleged misuse of personal data. And they're saying that the parent of Google, Alphabet Incorporated, unlawfully collected personal information on iPhone users by bypassing the default privacy settings. In other words, when you go into the iPhone to the little privacy menu and you flip those buttons over, they don't do anything. Little bit of good news. Apparently, an international team has taken down a massive botnet called the Andromeda botnet that was used to move malware onto compromised PCs all over the world. It distributed over 80 types of malware to infected PCs, was shut down the end of November. They've arrested one suspect in Belarus. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for the John Steadmiller program. He's got a lot of stuff to share with you. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, with the lovely Lady Claire. Meanwhile, please take what you learn here, share it with your email, your social media, all your friends, people you meet at the water coolers. We have to stand up united and push back against this flood of lies. And all we have working for us is the truth. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.